sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Ngilamukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngomvulo mhlaka 4 mabasa 2022 President Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje
esikujayele ukuthi abantwana baqala ulwa 6 ngeFirst Term. Aluba izinsecurity zame ukukhipha i-O-level uqala, isenzela ukuthi abantwana bavuke kathesi, kodwa ke ziyavalwa nge-Thursday lokho silabo ezindlini. Singakhangela abantwana labo bavele babhala i-O-level bengavuthwanga, pho nxa sebephuza ukuvula kutho ukuba izifundo zabo zalonyaka abayikuziqeda ngesikhathi.
Uhlangothi olubona ngezemihloliso lweZimbabwe School Examination Council ZIMSEC luthi izikolo zizavalwa impumela yemihloliso ka-O lika-A level ingakethulwa.
And we've always said, let's act within the parameters of the law. Let us act within the framework of the law.
Umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa wakwele South Africa uthi uhulumende wakhe akasekeli iqembu elizingela abantu ngokuza lifuna baxotshwe elizweni elizibiza ngokuthi Operation Dudula. Uthi akula midlalo elula esigabeni saphezulu esecastle Laga Premier Soccer League. UJoy Antipas, umqeqeshi weqembu elihlezi phezu kwengalane yemiklomelo ele-Chicken Inn. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Uhlangothi olubona ngezemihloliso olweZimbabwe School Examination Council luthi izikolo zizavalwa impumela yemihloliso ka-O le-A level ingakethulwa ngenxa yezizathu ezithile ezigoqela ukuphuza kokubhalwa kwemihloliso ngenxa ye-COVID-19. Lokhu kuhamukelwa ngendlela ezehlukeneyo ngabazali labafundi. Ubathabile Masuku usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Isikhulumeli sohlangothi olweZimseki unkosikazi Nikki Dlamini utshele iStudio 7 ecingweni ukuba impumela yemihloliso e-ordinary level kanye le-advanced level izakwethulwa ngesikhathi izikolo sezivaliwe. Uqhubeke ethi lokhu kubangelwa yikuba abafundi baphuze ukuqeda ukuloba imihloliso nyakenye njengemvama ngenxa yokumemetheka kwe-COVID-19. Kodwa ke uthi konke kuqhuba kuhle, abafundi bangakhangelela ukwamukela impumela yabo kunsuku ezizayo. Unkosikazi Saziso Dube, umzali olomntwana olindele impumela, uthi ukuphuza kokuyithola sokubisela abafundi emuva.
Esikujayele ukuthi abantwana baqala ulwa 6 nge-first term. Aluba izinsecurity zame ukukhipha i-O-level uqala, isenzela ukuthi abantwana bavule kathesi, kodwa ke ziyavalwa nge-Thursday lokho silabo ezindlini. Singakhangela abantwana labo bavele babhala i-O-level nje bengavuthwanga, pho nxa sebephuza ukuvula kutho ukuba izifundo zabo zalonyaka abayikuziqeda ngesikhathi. Lokuthi sithi behambe kuma-extra lessons akuyenzi, ngoba yabungakwazi ukuthi upase kuphi umntwana wafeyila kuphi.
Lokhu kusekelwe unkosazana uNile Vundla olinde impumela ye-O-level othi bebekhangelele ukuqala ngehlandla lokuqala isikolo.
Bengizimisele ukuthi ngivuyela esikolo nge-first term, kodwa ke ama-results e-clock engakaphumi. Lokhu sekusifake i-stress ukuthi kumbe senze kahle loba hhatshi. Okunye ukusiphenza yazi ukuthi yithabo okuqala esenzela amakhala, so asikwazi ukuthi wona senze njani kuwo njengoba esiyithabo okuqala ukuwayenza. That's of ayaphuma sinye ama-results sidinga indawo ngesikhathi izikolo zivaliwe.
Unkosikazi Anna Fuyane, umzali womfundi okhangelele ukuqala u-Form 5, yena uthi lokhu sekubaphe ithuba lokuhlanganisa indleko zesikolo.
Uphuza ukukhitshwa ama-results lokhu kuphathise thina abazali. Singakhangela ngo-January sibhadalile kwenyanga leyo besesikolo beqedisa ukubhala. Nxa olowasisebenza aqala nge-second term, ngikubona kungcono kakhulu ngoba imali ebesizifake ku-budget sezizangena next term. Amafizi lawa abuhlungu ngoba izimali ezingaziholiyo ngenyanga eyodwa kumele kube yikuqedelela.
Umnumzana Goodwill Taderera obambele unobhala wenhlanganiso eZimbabwe Teachers Association uthi abafundi kumele baphiwe ithuba elaneleyo elokuqeda izifundo zabo.
Lower sixes have been severely disadvantaged. We are looking here at the prospect of then completing the syllabus.
Abafundi baka lower six sebencindezekile kakhulu nxa sikhangela ukuthi kufanele baqede izifundo zabo zalonyaka. Osokungadala ukuba kugijinywe kuphangiswe ukuqeda okuyinto esingayikhuthaziyo. Kufanele sisuke esigabeni sokuthi sithi imihloliso kufanele ilotshwe ngesikhathi lesi kuphela. Asazi kumbe ukuphuza kwempumela kungenxa yamakhalazi aqala ukuba khona. Kodwa esikufunayo yikuba abafundi baqede izifundo zabo ukwenzela ukuthi singancindezeli abazali abayibo ababhadala indleko zesu.
Umnumzana Thawungana Ndoro isikhulumeli sogatsha lwezemfundo wenqabe ukuthathwa ilizwi kodwa uchaze ukuba abafundi abakhangelele ukuqala izifundo zika lower 6 baqala kuhlandla lesibili elokuvulwa kwezikolo. Kwengeze ngokuba bazafaka indlela zokufunda ezizenza ukuba bazame ukuhlenga isikhathi esilahlekileyo. Isikolo sizavalwa ngolwesine yonale iviki mhlaka 7 Mabasa, ziyevulwa mhlaka 3 Nkwenkwezi owethemu yesibili bese zivalwa mhlaka 4 Ncwabakazi. Ithemu yesithathu ikhangelelwe ukuqala mhlaka 5 Mpandula iphele mhlaka 8 Mpalakazi kuhle kugqitshwe ulumnyaka. Ngimele Studio 7 kobulawayo ngobathabile Masuku.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ubikwa esefikile eMaputo kwela Mozambique esungula uhambo lwamalanga amathathu lapho akhangeleyo ukulobelana izivumelwano ezithile lomunye wakhe walelo lizwe. Umongameli Philip Nyusi, iphephandaba eleThe Herald, libika ukubana ukhokhela iqula lokusebenzelana kwamazwe omabili phansi kohlelo ole-Joint Permanent Commission on Cooperation lole Bi-National Commission. Umnangagwa ubikwa efike eMaputo International Airport izolo ntambama wamukelwa ngumphathintambo wezobudlelwane boMozambique lamanye amazwe omhlaba uVeronica Makamo Dovo. Lo meli weZimbabwe kwele Mozambique uAmbassador Victor Matemadanda. Iqula lakhe liguqela abaphathintambo abambalwa uAmbassador Frederick Shaba obona ngobudlelwane lamanye amazwe omhlaba, owezomvikela unkosikazi uPamchinguri Kashiri, owezemithetho uZiyambi Ziyambi, owendaba zokulinganiswa kwamathuba besilisa labesifazane unkosikazi Sthembiso Nyoni labanye. Amazwe omabili akhangelele ukulobelana izivumelwano ezine kulolu hambo emisebenzini yentuthuko yezesayensi lokusetshenziswa kwemishina yangalezi nsuku eyetechnology, ezemithetho lokunye, kubika uAmbassador Shaba ekhuluma labephephandaba leThe Herald. Ele Mozambique liqhubeka kungelinye lamazwe alobudlelwane obuqinileyo kwezokuthengiselana lele Zimbabwe esigabeni semhlobelwano wangezansi wezwekazi le-Afrika. Ngakho-ke likhangelele ukuqinisa lokuqhelisa limisebenzi lobudlelwane. UMongameli Mnangagwa ukhangelele ukwethekelela indawo lapho ubekwa khona amaqhawe alelo lizwe iye-Mozambican Heroes Acre, okulele khona umongameli walelo lizwe owayelodumo uMoyi Mnumzana Samora Machel. UMongameli Cyril Ramaphosa okwele South Africa uthi uhulumende lebandla lakhe ele African National Congress ANC abakasekeli ngitsho lakancane iqembu elizingela abantu bokuza lifuna baxotshwe elizweni elizibiza Operation Dudula ngoba lona le misebenzi yalo kungekho emthethweni. UThuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Ekhuluma le ntatheli zindaba ngempela viki ngemva komhlangano webandla lakhe esabelweni seMpumalanga, uMongameli Ramaphosa uthe okwenziwa leqembu le-Operation Dudula abakwamukeli ngijola kancane ngoba isenzo esingekho emthethweni esenziwa leqembu elingekho emthethweni. Selokhu uqala umnyaka, iqembu le-Operation Dudula selihambe endaweni eziningi zelizwe lingena kumabhizimusi lemisikeni lisithi abakwamanye amazwe ababuyele kubo imisebenzi yabo ithathwe izalwane zakwele South Africa. Lobanje uMongameli Ramaphosa esithi umkhuba wokungena elizweni okungekho emthethweni kufanele uqedwe, uthi lokhu kungumsebenzi wabezomthetho hhaji owaleli qembu.
And we've always said, let's act within the parameters of the law. Let us act within the framework of the law.
Asingeke sivumele abantu abazenzela santando bengalandeli umthetho. Nxa kukhona okubi kufanele sikulungise ngendlela ehlonipha umthetho hhaji ecwasa abanye abantu.
Type of move against a group of people, and particularly targeting them as foreign nationals.
Kodwa kumgcina ihlalo enhlanganiso eZimbabwe Community in South Africa, umnumzana Ngabuto Mabena uthi sebelembuzo eminingi ngenkulumo kaMnumzana Ramaphosa njengoba ngevike pheleleyo isikhulumeli sebandla lakhe umnumzana Phule Mabe ethe leli bandla aliphikisani lokwenziwa ileli qembu.
Asisakwazi ukuthi i-ANC imi kuphi. Sithembe lokho okhulunywe ngumongameli, kumbe sithembe lokho okhulunywe yi-spokesperson. Yikho lapho okusixaka khona thina ukuthi bami ngapi ngodaba lwe-Operation Dudula.
Kodwa ke ezinye izalwane zakwamanye amazwe sezemukele ngenjabulo inkulumo kaMnumzana Ramaphosa zisithi sekufanele amapholisa amise imisebenzi yaleli qembu ngoba lihlukuluza abantu bokuza. Ngeviki ephelileyo izizalwane zakwamanye amazwe zize zacatsha enkambeni zamapholisa endaweni ezimbalwa ngemva kokwethuselwa ngokulinyazwa lokubulawa okwenziwe ngezinye izalwane zakwele South Africa. Amabandla ezombusazwe amancane afana le-Patriotic Alliance asephumele egcekeni esekela inhlelo ze-Operation Dudula, kanti kamakhulu afana le-Economic Freedom Fighters achaza leli qembu njengenhlanganiso yezigangi. Kusenjalo iqembu le-Operation Dudula selikusho laphinda ukuthi okwenze lathatha inyathelo lokuxotsha abantu bokuza ikuthi uhulumende useshulekile kuvala imingcele. Bathi abokuza laba sebethethe yonke imisebenzi osokubulalisa izalwane zakwele South Africa ngendlala. Mele Studio 7, Johannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguThuso Khumalo.
Ele Ukraine lithi kumele umnumzana Vladimir Putin okhokela ele Russia ajeziswe ngamazwe wonke omhlaba ngoba ibutho lakhe libulele abantu abaningi labaphosela emagodini aphandwe ngesiphangiphangi ama mass graves emadolobheni akuqela iBucha, iIpen lamanye. UGibbs Dube usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
IReuters News Agency ibika ukuba kulabantu abaningi okumangalisayo abangcwatshwe ndawonye emagodini agethwe libutho lakwele-Russia elibabulele emadolobheni la ngesikhathi lihlasela kwele-Ukraine. Elinye lamagodi la kucatshangelwa ukuba lilabantu abedlula 150 okuthiwa babezihlalele ezindlini zabo kumbe bezihambahambela, bagolwa njengentethe, batshaywa, babulawa, baphoselwa endaweni le. Kugcwele izidumbu lemigoqweni emadolobheni la. Umongameli Volodymyr Zelensky uthi kumele uPutin ajeziswe ngesenzo lesi. UZelensky owethulele umbuthano weGrammy Awards isicelo sokuncediswa kudaba lokuhlaselwa ngeleRussia uthi eleRussia lihlasela ngamandla kwezinye indawo ezigoqela isabelo seOdessa. UPutin uyakuphika konke lokhu esithi ngamanga aluhlaza tshoko ukuba ibutho lakhe libulala abantu mahlayana kwele-Ukraine. Umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya ingcwethi kwezombusazwe ezimeleyo uthi
intshumayelo ikaZelensky umongameli weUkraine kuma-Grammy Awards ekhuluma ngokubhidlizwa kwelizwe lakhe lokubulawa kwabantu bakhe sekutshengisela ukuthi sesiba lodumo emhlabeni. Ye eminye ifanekiso kungenzakala ukuthi kayisiye iqiniso, kodwa njengokubona kwami izenzo zikaPutin seziveza bandla ukuthi uPutin ngumuntu ololunya. Sizwa nje namhlanje kuthiwa khona inhlanganiso United Nations, Human Rights Council, kumbe singathi khona i-Council yamalungelo ekaZulu, sebecabanga ukuxotsha iRussia kuCouncil yakhona.
Ungwenya ugcizelele esithi
lokhu kuhambelana lodumo engathi eseluzuzwa nguZelensky, uma sengumuntu ophumeleleyo ngokwanisayo ukukhuluma inkathazo zakhe ezoncedo. Amabutho eRussia kuthiwa sibe khanya sibe funa ukudlalela eMpumalanga kuphela. Ye kungaba njalo ukuthi engxenye usizo aludingayo emazweni wonke jikelele selukhanya lusebenza empini yakhe eyokuxotsha umnezana Putin lamasosha akhe eUkraine.
Umnumzana Ngqabuto Mabhena unobhala jikelele webandla leZimbabwe Communist Party uthi okunye okwethulwa ngabezindaba kungamanga.
Kasilabo obufakazi ngalokho okuthiwa kwenzeke eButcher. Ngoba sithola indaba ezisuka esayidini elilodo. Kumele ukuthi ngasithola izindaba ezisuka indawo yonke. Sibe sesikwazi ukuqathanisa sihlaziye. Okwakhathesi kasikwazi sihlaziye ngoba lokho okukhulunywa ngumongameli weUkraine. Engabe sengezimithiyo, engabe ekhuluma iqiniso asikwazi. Ngoba yibona asebesitshela okwenzakalayo kasakwazi ukuthi sizwe kwabanye esingathi ngama-independent sources. Konke lokho sikuthola ngama-media houses awe-west. Yikho ke kusuka kube nzima ukuthi sihlaziye ukuthi sikwazi lokho liqiniso mba soqiniso. Kodwa esikwazi mhlophe ukuthi eDompas region lapho okulabantu abakhuluma isiRussia khona, uhulumeni weUkraine wabulala abantu ngendlela abantu beMathebeland ababulawa ngkhona iGugrahuni. Yikho ke indawo lezo zeDompas region ezathi zona zifuna ukuzimela ingabe ingxenye yeZimbabwe. Yikho kwenzeka eDompas region. Lokho kwenzeka eButcher kasilabo ufakazi bakhona.
Kuvikwa ukuba kulabaphathi bamadolobho abalijumi lanye 11 abasezandleni zebuthola kwele Russia eselibulele omunye wabo. Lele Russia selisuse ibutho duzane ledolobho elikhulu lakwele Ukraine, iKiev. Kuvikwa ukuba lifuna ukuhluthuna indawo enkulu kwele Ukraine kusiyafika unkwenkwezi. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland, ngingoKip Stube.
Kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Unobhala obona ngobudlelwane belemelika lamanye amazwe omhlaba uSecretary of State Antony Blinken usole kakhulu ele Russia elethe samlando wokudala isihluku empini lele Ukraine. Ngemva kokusuka kwamasotsha aweRussia emzini weBucha esikolweni seUkraine iKyiv, kubikwa kubonakale izidumbu zabantu mahlayana abangahlomanga balelo lizwe bebulewe yila masotsha. Izidumbu zabo zindawana yonke ezitaladini. Umongameli Volodymyr Zelensky weUkraine wethule umbiko owevidiyo udlalwe emcimbini wokunikezwa imivuzo kubaculi belemelika oweGrammy Awards owenzelwe eLas Vegas izolo icela ababukeli nabalaleli kumabonakude emhlabeni jikelele ukuba nabasekele ilizwe lakhe ngazo zonke indlela abangezenelisa kule impi yokuhlaselwa eleRussia. Emkhosini omiswe kumnyaka emibili ngenxa yokuqhamuka kwe-COVID-19 umongameli Joe Biden welemelika ugcizelele okusemthethweni ukuqala ngokusebenza kwesithiji sezomvikela esesubmarine esisebenzisa izikhali zenuclear ese-USS Delaware ngomgqibelo. Live Talk lamhlanje siqhubeka sikhangela kwenzakala ngemva kokhetho lwama-by-elections lukamhla ka-26 Mbimbitho kanye lempi yokuhlaselwa kwele Ukraine ngele Russia. Abenhlanganiso eye-National Gallery of Zimbabwe bathi sebesungule uhlelo lokubukisa imisebenzi ye-art egxile ekufundiseni lokusebenzisana labantwana abaphila lesimo ese-autism ukuze labo baphatheke emsebenzini weze art kungelani lesimo sawo kwezempilakahle. Ngithathele izindaba yethu uMark Peter Ntambe usethulela lolu daba.
abe National Gallery bathi bakwenza lokhu njengendlela yokusebenzelana loZulu bekhetha ukuba bafundisane labantwana abaphila neautism kulokho abangenelisa ukuzenzela ngaphansi kwehlelo ezibizwa ngokuthi ngama art therapy sessions. Umnumzana Livingstone Mutshefa ongucurator obona ngezemfundo lokuhlelwa kwembukiso yale igallery uchasisa kabanzi ngalolu hlelo lwabo.
So as the gallery we are going to provide what we call an art therapy session.
Lokhu ikunikeza imisebenzi ye art etshiyeneyo efana lokulungisa ama collage ukupenda le coloring.
Uthi lokhu kwenziwa ngendlela ephathisa abantwana laba ukuthi benelise ukuba lesikhathi eside bephatheke kuhlelo lunye bengaphangisi ukukhalala abayithi concentration span, ukusebenzelana kwemithambo yabo okuhle i-muscle coordination kanye lokukhula engqondweni. Unkosikazi Tendai Helen Mutambara okhokhela inhlanganiso ye-Autism Association of Zimbabwe uthi bajabula ngoba bejonge ukuthi kuthuthukiswe imisebenzi yokuzenzela ababona ukuthi abantwana banje bangaqina kuyo empilweni yabo.
Brings about a lot of changes, and we are doing art more because our children are actually more art orientated. They love art, and we are doing it to our best.
Lonyaka silenguquko ezwayo sikhangela eze art kakhulu ngoba abantwana abale autism bazwisisa kakhulu i-art njalo beyithanda.
Uthi bona njengenhlanganiso balazo inhlelo eziningi zokuncedisa abantwana abaphila le-autism besebenza labo ukufundisa abantwana laba indlela ezifana lokukhuluma kuhle i-speech therapy, imisebenzi yokulolonga umzimba i-physical education therapy ne-occupational therapy lokunye. Usister Joyce ongu-caregiver esebenzelana labantwana abale-autism uthi kuqakathekile ukuthi abantwana labo baphathwe ngonanzelelo olukhulu langesineke ngoba besuka bebe lokungahlaliseki kalula nje kusiya ngokugcinwa kwabo.
Ngibona mwana achikwira-kwira kana mumasofa kana papi pamunenge musingafungidziri kuti mwana uyu angakwire.
Ezinye izinto zenza ukuba abantwana laba bengahlaliseki ndawonye okwesikhathi eside begijigijima okudinga ukuba sibe lesineke labo.
Abantu abale autism babikwa belawo amathuba angavulelwa bangafundiswa ngendlela elungileyo ikakhulu kulokho abakuthakazelelayo okungenza ukuba bengasaleli muva ekuthuthukiseni komnotho welizwe. Benelisa njalo ukuphatheka emisebenzini eminingi enhlangothini ezijeneyo zempilo benganikwa lelo thuba. Umsebenzi we-art ubikwa ungeyinye indlela lethuba njalo elihle elingabalethela ke inzuzo enhle njalo umuntu zenzela akujabulelayo ngasikhathi sinye kusehlisa amathuba okungahlaliseki komntwana onje engqondweni. Lokhu kulakho njalo ukubavulela amathuba amaningi kumisebenzi yezandla yokuzinakekela empilweni yabo. National Gallery of Zimbabwe bathi yikho bekubone kufanele ukuthi besebenzise i-art ukukhunga abaphila lalesi simo se-autism okugoqela le-visual art ukuze loZulu wonke jikelele azwisise okwenelisa ukwenziwa ngabantwana abanje lokubavulela amathuba empilweni bengabi ngumthwalo impilo yabo yonke. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, ngingumak Peter Ntambe.
Wezemidlalo uthi akula imidlalo elula esigabeni saphezulu eseCastle Laga Premier Soccer League. UJoy Antipas, umqeqeshi weqembu elihlezi phezu kwengalane yemiklomelo eleChicken Inn, intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
UAntipas ubekhuluma ngemva komdlalo weqembu lakhe lele Manyika Diamonds wona uphele zingujikile obhanqa 3-3 ngomgqibelo.
It's a very competitive league. There's no easy games.
Akusiwo umncintiswano olula njalo akula midlalo elula ngoba amaqembu wonke adlala ngokuzimisela okukhulu. Kuqakathekile ke ukuhlonipha labo odlala labo njalo ube lomqondo omuhle ngoba nxa ungenzanga njalo uqala kudelela ubona ngathi usunqobile noba ibhola lingakadlalwa. kumele kusetshenzwe katalala ukuze iqembu lenqobe.
Iqembu lechikenini lile miklomelo ngamachumi amabili nantathu ngemva kwemidlalo elichumi njalo lichiyalelwe lisendaweni yesibili eledynamos ngomklomelo wodwa. Iqembu ledimbare linqobe iqembu leblack rhinos nge-2-1 ngensonto njalo selinqobe kwimidlalo yalo emihlanu yedluleyo. Endaweni yesithathu kule qembu le-triangle lona libe ngutshikilo bhanqa 0-0 lele Highlanders ngensonto njalo lile miklomelo ngamachumi amabili. Iqembu leManyika Diamonds lisendaweni yesine ngemva kokuba ngutshikilo bhanqa lele Chicken Inn njalo lile miklomelo elichumi lathoba munomunye. Umqeqeshi walo uJohannes Numa uthi iqembu lakhe litshengisele ukuba liqinile kakhulu.
Yeah, it was a very good comeback. We appreciate
indlela esenelise ngayo ukuguqula isimo somdlalo. Ibinhle kakhulu njalo kwenelisa ukuphenduka sicine kuyithe sesikhokhela kutshengisa ukuba iqembu lethu liqinile ngoba phela besidlala leqembu elihle liphezulu kwengalane emiqomelo.
Emdlalweni wakhe wawuqala engumqeqeshi weqembu lenkezi Platinum Stars wengukapteni weqembu lama-Warriors uBenjani Morwari uthole umklomelo wodwa ngemva kokuba ngutshikilo bhanqa leqembu leBulawayo Chiefs. Ekhuluma ngemva komdlalo uMorwari uthe uyawujabulela kakhulu lowo mklomelo.
Bekuvele kuza kuba nzima emdlalweni wami wokuqala njengoba besidlala singekho ngekhaya, kodwa ke ukuthola esikwenze umklomelo owodwa kuyinto enhle kakhulu njalo kuzasiphathisa kwelezayo.
Nakwelinye icele umqeqeshi weqembu leBulawayo Chiefs uNilton Teroso uthi akayisabeli ukuba usengaphelelwa ngumsebenzi loba nje sihambe imidlalo embalwa enganqobi.
I don't feel the pressure to be honest.
Angikakuzwa ukutshisekana okubangwa ukuba inkokheli zeqembu kazithokozanga. Mina engikhangeleleyo yikuba umlando wami ngokuba ngithuthukise indlela esidlala ngayo njalo nxa abadlali bekhombisa ukuba bazimisele ukungidlalela konke kuyabe kulungile kimi.
Iqembu leBulawayo Chiefs lihlezi endaweni yetshumi lambili engalaneni yemiklomelo njalo ensukwini ezedluleyo limise umsebenzi yabasekeli bakaTheroso uMark Mathe kanye noFarai Tawachira kwathi esikhundleni sabo laphendukisa uThulani Sibanda wayevele ngumqeqeshi waleli qembu phambilini ngokuqhatshwa kukaTheroso. Emsileni wengalane iqembu leWawa liqhubekela phambili lijeke amanye njalo ngempelaviki edluleyo linqotshwe nge-1 kanyange le-FC Platinum. Endaweni yesibili nxa usuka emsileni kuleBulawayo City yona inqotshwe nge-2-1 Clenbon Bullets. Iqembu leWawa lemiklomelo yemihlanu ukuthi leBulawayo City lemiklomelo yesithupha. Mina le Studio 7 ngoBulawayo uJoseph Njanji.
Umsakazo weVoice of America osakaza kuzwekazi leAfrika okugoqela eleZimbabwe ususebenzisa isatellite SES 5 kuband leC-band. Nxa lifisa ukuba kwazi okuningi ngalokhu, ngenani ebulenjini be-internet livule ikhasi le-VOA Ndebele elithi www.voandebele.com. Okunye uza kuthola ebulenjini bokuxhumana obeFacebook ngu-VOA Ndebele laku-Twitter ngu-VOA Ndebele. Qhubekela phambili silethulela indaba ezilohlonzi ngendlela esiphakeme.
Singeke ehlukane isihlobo othi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. Uhlangothi olubona ngezemihloliso olweZimbabwe School Examination Council luthi izikolo zizavalwa impumelo yemihloliso ka-O-level le-A-level ingekethulwa. Umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa weSouth Africa uthi uhulumende wakhe akasekeli iqembu elizingela abantu bokuza lifuna baxotshwe elizweni elizibiza ngokuthi Operation Dudula. Uthi akula midlalo elula esigabeni saphezulu eseCastle Lager Premier Soccer League. UJoy Antipas umqeqeshi weqembu elihlezi phezu kwengalane yemklomelo ele Chicken Inn. Siligqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo uPraxedes Jeremiah. Nisithi asidibaneni ngo-6:30 kusasa ekuseni. Abangenelisanga ukuzwa iindaba zethu lilakho ukuzilalela ebulenjini ku-www.voandebele.com. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku-Studio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweshona.